Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, Exchange of Contracts, was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Thursday, the 25th of January, 2018. When an agent is given the authority to exchange contracts within their own office, that agent must ensure that while doing so, the contracts are exactly the same. While this may sound like a standard procedure for any office to go through, in times of high pressure, sometimes things fall through the cracks. There are few more high pressure occasions than having purchasers and vendors keen to have exchange effected. However, this is one time you do not want anything to fall through the cracks, as it can be costly for you and your agency, as well as for your vendor. Ensure that all pages are the same. When solicitors and conveyancers exchange contracts in person, they are generally sitting next to each other with a contract in front of them and will turn each page one at a time to make sure that everything is exactly identical. This sounds very tedious and slightly obsessive. However, to exchange contracts that may have a difference within them means that the parties are entering into contracts with different terms to one another. This is problematic, especially when it comes to payment of monies, settlement dates, or whether the property is to be given with vacant possession. If one contract states the purchaser is to be responsible for payment of adjusted land tax, for example, and the other contract does not stipulate the same, we now have some real issue for the conveyancing process and potentially some financial issues for the agent if it was them that exchanged a contract with differences within it. Do not change anything. Another real issue when the contracts are being signed and exchanged within your office is when agents change terms and conditions within the contract. The only area an agent should alter is within the black box on the front cover page. It is accepted that you are able to add the inclusions, exclusions, purchases details, sale price and deposit. However, there are two issues that still arise. The first issue is when agents alter anything outside of the black box. Do not cross boxes for GST, land tax, and the like that are contained after the black box and over the following page. An agent only has the legal authority to add and alter information within the black box. Outside of that black box is within the authority of the conveyancers and solicitors only. The second issue is in fact within the black box, and that is the deposit. As most agents understand, should a purchaser withdraw from the sale after the unconditional exchange occurs, they will generally forfeit their 10% deposit. This is the right of the vendor to retain that amount and even to recover amounts from the purchaser if only a 5% deposit has been paid at exchange. The vendor may lose that right should the agent alter the deposit amount in the black box. This means that if the purchaser is paying a 5% deposit at exchange, the agent must not change the black box, but keep the 10% amount on the front page and make a note to the vendor's solicitor in the sales advice that only a 5% deposit is being held. The vendor solicitor will then include a special condition into the contract that will state a 10% deposit is payable in two instalments, one at exchange and one at settlement or rescission of the contract, whichever comes first. This means a vendor can still get the other 5% if the contract is cancelled. If the contract only states 5% deposit is payable in the black box, the law will generally restrict the vendor from enforcing a penalty against the purchaser. Remember that should you as the agent make one of these mistakes and were responsible for the exchange of contracts, it could be your commission on the line.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.